This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. An American citizen and former U.S. Marine was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. Willie Joseph Kansel, who was 22, was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed on Monday. He's the first known U.S. citizen to die while fighting in Ukraine. Kansel signed up to work for the private military contracting company shortly before the war in Ukraine broke out. At the end of February, Kansel's mother, Rebecca Cabrera, told CNN in a phone interview that information. When the war began, the company began recruiting contractors to fight in Ukraine. Cabrera said Kansel agreed to go. The news follows reports that two British volunteers helping to provide humanitarian relief in Ukraine had been detained by the Russian military at a checkpoint south of Zaporizhia. The British nonprofit Presidium Network said the two men, both civilians, were working independently as part of a project in Ukraine to provide food, medical supplies, and evacuation support. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who holds this year's Group of 20 presidency, announced Friday that he's invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the Economic Forum's November summit in Bali. Widodo said he extended the invitation during a call with Zelensky on Wednesday when he turned down a request for weapons but offered humanitarian assistance to Ukraine. He said he spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, and the Russian president informed him that he will be attending the summit. Widodo says Indonesia wants to unite G20 because peace and stability are the keys to global economic recovery and growth. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. More than 35,000 refugees who fled to Uganda this year seeking safety from violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and 44 humanitarian partners are urgently appealing for $47.8 million to respond to the critical needs of newly arrived refugees. Uganda already hosts more than 1.5 million refugees, the largest refugee population on the African continent. While the 35,000 refugees who arrived this year constitute only a fraction of that number, their needs nonetheless are great. UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov says a third of those have arrived in just the past 3 weeks from the Democratic Republic of Congo. They had fled intense fighting in North Kivu and Ituri provinces. Sporadic clashes in South Sudan's West Nile state also have sent thousands fleeing into Uganda this year. Cheshikov says a large proportion of the refugees this year, as in the past, are women and children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. judge on Friday imposed a lifetime prison sentence on a member of an Islamic State militant group nicknamed the Beatles that beheaded American hostages. U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis in Alexandria, Virginia, held an emotionally charged sentencing hearing for London-born Alexander Cote, who pleaded guilty to murdering U.S. journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff and aid workers Kayla Mueller and Peter Kasig. Hostages held by Cote and his fellow militants nicknamed them the Beatles for their British accents. The hearing included testimony from victims' relatives. Family members described the dread of knowing loved ones were in captivity and the grief they felt in the aftermath of their deaths. Kasich's mother told Cote during the hearing, "I will not hate you. I choose to let my heart be broken open, not broken apart." Cote's lawyer said during the court hearing that in an effort to make amends, Cote is meeting with some family members of victims. China has suspended cross-border freight train services with North Korea following consultations after COVID-19 infections in its border city of Dandong, according to the Chinese Foreign Ministry on Friday. And recapping our top story this hour, an American citizen and former U.S. Marine was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. The name of the American citizen was Willie Joseph Kansel. He was 22. Marissa Melton, VOA News.